shared crackdown on ghost guns. Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's happening on the federal and local level.
This is a terrible threat to public safety. Not just this one person, but the reality that this can be replicated.
Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner announcing charges against a man accused of making guns with parts purchased online and 3D printed parts, guns that can be untraceable and are being found at more and more crime scenes. President Biden said to announce changes today, expanding the definition of firearms to include unfinished parts and adding background checks and serial numbers to components. The president holding a virtual meeting with India's prime minister.
At the root of our partnership is a deep connection between our people, ties of family, of friendship, and of shared values.
However, India has stopped short of criticizing Russia directly over the war in Ukraine. The Australian chancellor urging Russian President Putin to end the war, also raising the issue of serious war crimes during a meeting today in Moscow, the first European leader to visit there since the invasion. The mayor of Mariupol says more than 10,000 civilians have died during the Russian siege of that city, also telling the Associated Press Russian forces used mobile cremation equipment trying to conceal the carnage. Some airlines bracing for a surge in travel are still scaling back flights, blaming ongoing struggles with staffing.
Travelers may find fewer airline flights this summer as carriers add staff but cut flights, cutting capacity as they try to smooth out hitches, which have plagued the short-staffed industry, facing a surge in demand while coping with routine disruptions like weather problems. JetBlue, for instance, says it hired more than 3,000 new crew members, though it's still on understaffed and will reduce flights up to 10% by next month.
Fox's Lillian Wu. American and Alaska Airlines also reducing flights because of a pilot shortage, even as American is on track to hire nearly 200 pilots a month. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden testing negative for COVID again today after a string of recent cases among administration officials and lawmakers. A new analysis says red states outperformed blue states in managing the pandemic.
A think tank operated by economist Stephen Moore ranked coronavirus pandemic policies and outcomes across different states with differing political leadership. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity concludes that states with conservative leadership may have fared better than those with more liberal governors and legislators. Their comparison shows states which chose fewer restrictions and school closures, such as Florida and Texas, saw lower rates of death and less unemployment compared to states like New York and California, which, despite stringent measures, suffered higher death counts per capita and worse economic impact. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Germany says it may have to dump 3 million doses of expired COVID vaccine by the end of June. The health ministry says vaccinations have slowed and a UN-backed effort to give shots to poorer countries isn't accepting donations right now. Will the second time be the charm for Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, apparently engaged again?
J-Lo taking to social media on Friday, teasing a major announcement, explaining in a video posted on Twitter that she has something very special to share. Lopez urging those not part of her inner circle to check out her website on thejlo.com to learn more. There, a video shows the Marry Me star admiring a massive green-hued ring on her left hand. A source telling People magazine the couple isn't talking about wedding plans yet. Bennifer recently rekindling their romance nearly 20 years since previously calling off their initial engagement back in 2004.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner, Lopez and former baseball star Alex Rodriguez broke off their two-year engagement a year ago. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.